Well, we announced this last week that he was the new head coach of the Edmonton Oil Kings, but he was out camping and fishing and doing other things. Now he's back, and Steve Hamilton joins us. Steve, congratulations on the new gig. How are you?
I'm good, Jason. Thanks very much.
Well, Steve, Randy Hanch said it took you about less than a second when he asked you if you would like the job.
Yeah, that would be pretty accurate. We were actually down in Idaho with the family and a little bit spotty cell service and everything else. So when Randy gave me a call to let me know that Derek had accepted his position with Texas and offered me the position, so it really couldn't have worked out any better.
Did you know before you left to Idaho that there was a chance Derek was going to go to the AHL?
Well, I knew he had some interest, and they were all headed off to the draft. I didn't go to the draft this year. My sister was getting married, so I stuck around Edmonton, and I knew that Derek had obviously had some interest, and there were some people talking to him there. So Randy said there was a possibility that some things might shake on that front. So I took off on the vacation, not really knowing how things would go, and it was a few days later that I heard from him.
So you're now, you've obviously been a head coach before at the AJHL level. You've been in the Western League for a few years. You know everything about it. What's going to change about you? Like, what's the biggest change, having been in a head coach to being an associate coach, now going back to a head coach? What's the biggest thing you have to alter in your style?
No, I don't know that I'll alter a lot, to be honest with you, Jason. I think that my personality has always been I've always had a big part in our room, and I said before, I'm thankful to Derek for giving me that kind of an opportunity to have that kind of a voice in the room. And I think every returning player has a pretty good understanding of who I am and the type of guy that I am. And so I think the transition there will be pretty seamless. And, I haven't been a wallflower per se, and now I have to take more of a leadership role. It's something that Derek and I always shared, was that responsibility. And so I think that the guys have a good understanding, and I feel very confident about that role. I feel very comfortable in that position, and it's something that I'm really looking forward to.
When do you plan to fill out your coaching staff?
Well, we've got some. We've had lots of interest in the position, and it certainly is a wonderful organization to be part of. And Randy and I are. I just got back into town today for a few days here, so Randy and I are going to meet and sort through some things. But we're hoping to make a decision on that position, in the upcoming few days.
What are you looking for in an assistant coach? And I'm assuming, like when you were the associate, you're only going to have one full time. Is that correct?
I think right now we'll probably go with a similar template unless it looks like we needed to go in a different direction. But I think the thought is to hire potentially the guy that can be the next head coach of the Oil Kings. And I think that plan was always in place with Derek and I. When Bob hired me 4 years ago to work alongside Derek, it was with the expectation that something like this would play out. Nobody really knew the timeline, but we certainly, Derek earned his opportunity for sure. And our hope is to get a strong personality and a strong coach who can really complement our staff. And I think that guy's certainly out there. And we want someone who's going to continue to challenge me to be a better coach and is willing to bring their own thoughts and ideas to the table as well.
And that's the key thing, Steve, right? For a successful coaching staff, you need to hire guys who are going to challenge you and always keep you on your toes and make you better, right?
Oh, 100%. My dad always said, if you ever walk into the room and you think you're the smartest guy, you're probably screwed. So, I want to surround myself with guys that have great ideas that I can learn from. I mean, that's part of growing and getting better. And I look forward to that. And we've really had a good dynamic in place here over the last 4 years, and I think it's important to hire a guy that's ambitious, and I think it's important to hire a guy who we really view as being a leader within that room as well, because my aspirations are to continue to get better, and we want someone who has a similar frame of mind.
Sean Brown, how is he involved? Is he a guy in the running for the full-time gig?
Well, at this point, you know, I haven't, to be honest with you, I've been on vacation for a few weeks and haven't really touched base with anybody. But, you know, Sean has a thriving business on his own with some of his hockey endeavors, and that's something that he's pretty involved in. And in the past few years, he's been a part-time guy that's, you know, hasn't that's kind of supplemented when we're at home. So at this point, you know, we're kind of, Randy and I are going to meet and see where we go. But there's been some, you know, there's been some pretty impressive resumes come across our desk. So we're going to have to look hard at those.
Steve Hamilton joins us, the new head coach of the Edmonton Oil Kings. Steve, you know your lineup, and most importantly, you know who's leaving. You know, Curtis Lazar is probably the one guy as the head coach of the Oil Kings you're torn on. You'd love to have him back because it makes your team significantly better. But then, of course, you know, if he goes to the NHL, he's fulfilling his dream. You go into the season, do you plan not having Lazar back?
Well, I think we start the season, you know, with him to start. And when he goes away, he's going to do his very best not to come back. And I mean, you go through this every year, whether it was with a Griffin Reinhardt or a Mark Pestick or however the situation was. But, you know, I know Randy's always going to have a plan in place in terms of our list and certainly a camp this year. We want it to be extremely competitive. And, you know, I said, you know, even when I got hired, I mean, I'm very keenly aware of the guys that are leaving, but I'm also very, very aware of the guys that we have here. And I think when you look at continuity in your organization, I think for those players, it's probably nice to know that things are going to be a relatively seamless change. And they know the expectations coming into camp. And quite honestly, there's guys on our team that that are going to have to elevate their play and take on more responsibility. And I think every player wants that. So it's going to be a little bit of a transition year for us, and we're aware of that, but the expectations obviously remain very high.
Going back to your associate coach or assistant, whatever title he gets, do you need a guy who's got more of a background with forwards or defense?
Well, it's you know, it's something I think we want the best guy for the job. A little bit cliche there, Jason, apologize for that, but it's pretty true. You want a guy that's comfortable, and certainly I've been with the defensemen and working with the penalty kill, but, you know, I feel like there's some versatility for me as well. I'm comfortable working with the forwards as needed. So we're going to look for the guy that we feel is the best fit. And, I mean, in an ideal, perfect world, to bring a guy in who's been with the forward, perhaps that's, you know, attractive. But ultimately, it's the guy that I feel comfortable with and Randy feels comfortable with. It's a pretty vital relationship to have. And you want that guy who has got some versatility in his coaching game too. So, you know, I do believe that, you know, just from the initial, you know, the initial talks that Randy and I have had, I do believe that guy is out there and we're going to have a good chance to sit down and kind of hash that out.
Aaron Irving, Dyson Mayo, two guys, both drafted on the back end. Very different type of defenders, Steve, but two guys with Griffin Reinhardt gone and Cody Corbett gone that I think you likely kind of build your defense around.
Yeah, they're both going to be 18 this year, and that's a year when you really see that age group of players start to define themselves within the league as being upper echelon players. And I think that the experience that both of them had last year, they played pretty vital roles for us throughout the year. The return of Ashton Sautner and Blake Orban. I mean, I feel like our defense, while we lose Cody Corbett and Griffin, you know, I feel like our defense is in a situation where we could return, you know, five or six guys that can be regulars every night in your lineup. And that's a good place to be. It's a pretty pretty important position, and certainly with Tristan, assuming, you know, and who knows how it goes in the fall in Pittsburgh for him, but if Tristan's back between the pipes, I feel like the back half of our team will be probably a little bit more mature this year, and then certainly I think our forwards are going to be a bit of a younger group.
A few of those guys, Matt Zeller, give me your impressions on him and what your expectations are for him next season.
I just have to say that he really grew on all of us this year, and he's got an infectious enthusiasm to play. He's got a motor that doesn't stop running, and that was really something. It was kind of, to be honest with you, it was kind of hard to find a role for him early in the year because I think he was adjusting to the North American game. We wanted to see a little bit more structure from him. He certainly brought tons of energy, but we weren't necessarily sure all the time that that energy was being directed in the right ways. And I think he grew so much over the course of the year that as we really rounded into the playoff push, he was a huge contributor for us. And that line of Bertolucci and Eller and Riley Keyser were huge parts of the Memorial Cup. And, Mads this year, I think, we look to kind of grow his offensive game a little bit more. But certainly, he was a guy that won us all over.
Steve Hamilton, head coach of the Oil Kings, joins us. Steve, how different are you as a coach now, going from the AJHL, having spent a few years in the Western Hockey League? What have you improved on as a coach? What have you learned?
Well, I think that your X's and O's are always something that you want to get better at. But I think more patience. As a coach, I've learned more patience over time, and just the importance of. I played a bit of a different role, and it was good for me because I'd been a head coach for a lot of years, and to slide into a different position as an associate or an assistant coach, and you play a little bit of a different role, and it was good for me. I think it was healthy to watch somebody else in action, and you pick up parts of that you'd like to work on in your own game. And like I said before, I was always appreciative that Derek gave me the freedom to be involved in the room and have a big hand in things, and that certainly helped me to continue to be involved. But I think that just as a coach, you want to refine your delivery. You want to make sure that you're always growing and getting better. And that 4 years, sometimes it seemed like a long 4 years because I don't think it's been any secret. I've always aspired to be a head coach, and I think it's probably the role most suited for me. And, the timing was, it just worked out this year. So I certainly am appreciative of that.
Derek told me when I had him on last week after he'd hired in Texas, and he talked about it before, that, your ability to have a way with words, that's why he wanted you to be a guy who would address the team, whether it was intermission or pregame speech. And your players even talked about it, how you're a really good guy who can motivate them with words. Will you let your next coach, or do you only do that to somebody who's good at it, if that makes sense?
Well, I think, to a certain degree, you find the strengths in other people, and then you need to let them flourish with those strengths because it provides the balance in the room. It's a long, it's a long season, and 72 games of the same voice and the same things can become a lot. You want your guys, your coaching staff, to have the freedom to say what needs to get said, and sometimes a fresh point of view is good. And a lot of times the discussion that goes on behind closed doors, and often there can be disagreements, and there can be different ways of handling, but it comes back to presenting the unified front in front of the players. And I want a guy that has a good voice and is able to take on a lot of responsibility, because it makes me better, and it certainly benefits our players. Not everyone has the same relationship with the head coach. I mean, it's just the nature of sports. There's not always the same comfort level there that there might be with an assistant coach, but ultimately it's always the same message. It's just delivered by a different voice. And I want that guy in our room who feels confident enough to take on a lot of responsibility.
Being the head coach, will that allow you to stay at Vimy?
As of right now, my plan is to take a leave.
Okay.
And, I'm going to do that. And I think it's just too encompassing a job right now. And certainly more obligations on my part. And I've been super thankful for my time at Vimy Ridge. I've been there a long time. I've been teaching for 17 years, and this will be the first fall where I don't go back to the school. So it'll be a little bit of a change that way. But I have to be honest with you, being at Vimy Ridge was there's a lot of wonderful coaches there, and it provided a lot of experience for me too in my younger days, and I certainly will always be appreciative of being part of such a neat program.
That program, Steve, you know, we've seen a lot of them in the last decade really pop up and help young kids. And how does that transfer to you? Because you go from coaching, you know, Western Hockey League, pretty serious, and then you're coaching young kids in school who are all aspiring to hopefully maybe play for you or somebody or against you at some point. What did you learn about yourself as a coach in that sort of scenario?
Well, it was a different set of responsibilities and it was so healthy for me, because it is a skill development academy, and you don't focus on the same kind of priorities that you would with your team. And I just thought it was such a refreshing balance to stay real active and current in that environment, where you're constantly looking to develop the individual, whereas with a team, you're looking to develop both the individual and the team at the same time. And that balance is sometimes a lot harder to do. Whereas in the environment of Vimy Ridge, you're able to focus exclusively on the kid's individual growth, because there isn't the idea of, you know, a team development per se. And so it was a real healthy balance. And you can just see that, you know, we've had some very, very good hockey players come out of Vimy Ridge. But I think almost as impressive is the number of coaches that have worked there and come through over the last 10, 12 years. It's really been an assortment of successful coaches from the Edmonton area. You know, Jason McKee from the Spruce Grove Saints, and Tim Fraggle, Sean Bissell. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And to be able to have that kind of environment has been, you know, it's been good professionally, and I know that the kids really benefit from that.
Is there a rule that they can't hire a coach there that's over 6 feet tall?
Hey, I scraped over there, but I guess you had to let me go.
I know Biss and Fraggle, so I'm just juicing them. But
fair.
Yeah. Well, Steve, congratulations. Camps, man, what are we just like, what, 5 weeks away from opening a WHL camp for you?
Yeah, I think we're August 21st. I think we could kick off with our younger players in our rookie camp. So it time flies. It's been whirlwind few weeks for me, but I'm really excited to get going.
Well, best of luck, and hopefully you can repeat as Memorial Cup champions. No pressure as a first-time WHL coach just coming in to try to repeat.
Yeah, no pressure at all. I just step into it. Yeah. It happens all the time.
Perfect. Why not? That's what you got to do.
Exactly.
Thanks, Steve. We'll talk soon.
Appreciate it. Thank you.